This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As I said up at the top of the program, it is early days yet in the next round of coronavirus relief. We don't know how big it's going to be and when that money is going to show up in the economy. What we do know is that some of the money from the last relief bill that passed just before Christmas hasn't shown up yet in the economy. It extended unemployment benefits for millions of people and gave everybody on unemployment an extra $300 a week through March. That was the plan. Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what's going on in reality.
Kierica Shields doesn't know how she's getting by right now.
I honestly don't even know. Like, I honestly don't. I really have no income, like literally none.
The last time she got an unemployment check from the state of Georgia was in early December.
I've still been claiming every week. I just haven't received anything.
Tons of people around the country are having the same experience, says Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project. Even though they are still eligible for unemployment, their benefits have stopped.
These are people who applied right at the beginning of the pandemic.
People who lost their jobs in March and have been on unemployment ever since. Most of them were on the verge of exhausting their benefits in December when the new relief package became law and extended unemployment benefits for people who were about to lose them. But Evermore says it happened too late.
States had to scramble to reprogram in time to keep benefits flowing smoothly. And in most states, there was a disruption in paying benefits.
Partly because most state unemployment computer systems are antiquated. And also because the relief package changed some of the rules for federal unemployment programs. And states were waiting for guidance on how to run them.
And all of that is resulting in a huge interruption in payments for a lot of folks.
Rachel Deutsch is an attorney at the Center for Popular Democracy. She says she's been hearing from people across the country who still are not getting their benefits.
It depends on the state, but we are definitely hearing from quite a lot of people, especially in the states that are sort of notorious for underinvesting in their administrative systems.
Including Georgia, where Kierica Shields is still waiting for her benefits to kick back in. Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project says people should keep filing weekly unemployment claims, and eventually they should get a big check with all those weeks of back pay. But in some states, she says, that may take a while.
If somebody's benefits stop before Christmas, they may be among the last to get their benefits turned back on again.
It's been more than 6 weeks since Kierica Shields got her last unemployment check, and she doesn't know how much longer she can go. She's 29 and a single mom with 4 kids between 1 and 11. Before the pandemic, she was working full-time as a home hospice nurse and studying to get another nursing degree. But she had to quit both in the spring to stay home and take care of her kids. Now she's getting desperate.
I got a call from my rent office saying that I needed to pay before the first, so they're going to have to file an eviction. My gas bill is saying, this is your final disconnect notice. Light bill saying the same thing. I don't know.
Shields paid part of her rent and utilities with her credit card.
To show them that I'm trying.
And to keep the heat and the lights on for her kids.
But now I can't use my credit card at all because it's maxed out.
And she doesn't know what else to do.
I'm hoping that I get a stimulus, or I'm hoping I can file my taxes already or something to catch me up, because I literally have nothing.
Her kids are finally back in school and daycare, so she's hoping she can go back to work at her old job.
Because I can't keep waiting on this unemployment.
But to do that, she needs to find a way to buy a car, because the only job her employer has for her is an hour and a half away. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.